Well, good morning, everybody. Look at this beautiful day out. Wow. It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord and worshiping the living God. Amen. A special welcome to all of our visitors. See, we have a few visitors in the house. We're just really glad that you guys are here. We hope that you will be touched spirit to spirit by the living God today. That would be our prayer for you, that you'd leave here encouraged and built up because of what God did for you. Amen. Well, let's take a second. I'm going to just pray for us, and then we'll take a second and say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. We're grateful, Lord, that all of us are here, that as your family we can come in together and worship you. We can talk to you. We can pray to you, Lord. We can even sense you, because your word promises us that the living God, through the presence of your Holy Spirit, you come and live in us. So, Lord, as we say hi to each other and as we fellowship and as we worship and we get in the Word, Lord, right now we just prepare our hearts to hear something from you that you would encourage us and just remind us that we were made on purpose and each one of us have a purpose. Would you please speak that to us, spirit to spirit today, Lord? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. I think most of us have noticed that the Kuhman family is back today, so let's just welcome all of them. Nice to have all of you here. So that is really nice. If you look at your bulletin, there's a few announcements I just want to highlight. So today after service, we're going to have a prayer encounter team training session with Travis. So if you used to do prayer encounters, it's absolutely for you. Or if you're even interested in getting more involved in praying for people that are maybe just going through struggles, need some encouragement, and like someone to pray with them and pray for them, this would be for you too. So if you have a heart for prayer and for people, this is absolutely for you, in case you're wondering. We're going to provide lunch. We're going to meet in the prayer room at 12:30. I got pizza being delivered at 12:30, so hopefully everybody will now be interested in pizza. Prayer. Yeah, there we go. Man, I'm preaching good today. So next Sunday, I'm going to share a little bit about my testimony. We've had a few different new people come and join our church in the last 6 months or so. So I realize there's people here that have no idea what I used to be like. And so I thought I'd bring some of my testimony. And then I'm going to run that through a filter of how God hardwired me with gifts and ability. And I'll show you how I used it before Christ and how God has refined that and put a sharp edge on it and is using it now with Christ. So, because sometimes we get confused, we think, well, unless I'm a pastor or unless I'm some other titled person, I don't have all those gifts. And I can just promise you, every one of us have several gifts because that's how God made us. You have a great purpose for your life, and he wants to see you prosper. And so next Sunday, if you have any friends, maybe you know somebody at church, or you have a relative that used to go to church and then they kind of got burned out on it, this would be a good message for them. Because I'm going to tell, I will knock their socks off by some of the stories of how I used to be. I promise, I will. Maybe I'll even tell you about the time I was in a car and the guy was drunk that was driving and he hit a train. Maybe I'll tell you about that one. Next Friday is January 17th and we're going to have our game night. If you have any questions, you can talk to Jake. Jake's been hosting us faithfully for a long time now, a couple years, I think. But it starts at 6:30. Bring a snack and whatever your favorite game is. We have a lot of games here. And really, we just kind of hang out. We fellowship, we eat, and we play games. So if you got cabin fever, that's the way to get rid of it. Next Saturday is our fellowship room work day. So the whole church is invited to come in and do some work around the church. We're going to be focusing on the fellowship room, putting some paint on those walls, and beginning the process of redoing that whole room. We're going to paint it first, then we're going to put in a drop ceiling with new lights, then we're going to hopefully sometime this year, maybe next year, put in new carpeting. So as the Lord provides, we're going to do that. We're not taking out any loans to get that done. We're going to, as a family, pay for what we want done in our house. Amen? So I think that's it. We have a Bible meeting a week from tomorrow, and we have the Ladies Bible Study February 8th at 10 o'clock. So we're going to do communion now instead of doing it a little bit later. But before we do communion, I just want to do something a little bit different. Because there's so much sickness right now, it seems like all of us, someone in our family is really sick. And so I'm just going to take a moment and pray. And if you have someone on your heart that you want prayer for, just say out their name right now. Just who would that be? Just speak out your name. There we go. Amen. That's it. Lord, we're lifting these people up to you, Lord, right now. These are the people we want you to touch. Heavenly Father, as a family, we just come together in agreement. And we just sang about how you are stronger and how you're so powerful, Lord. We believe those words and not just a song. That's what we believe, so we sing it. So right now, Lord, we just lift up all of our loved ones, our family members who, for whatever reason, have health concerns, Lord. We lift them all up to you right now, whether we said their name or we're thinking about them right now. Together, we lift them up to you. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch their bodies, that you would heal every sickness, every infirmity, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for a breakthrough, especially for the people who have been sick for a week or 2 weeks, and they've been to the doctor a few times, and they're trying this and trying that. Lord, would you give them breakthrough? I know they've been praying and we've been praying, but today, Lord, we pray in agreement for a breakthrough in Jesus Christ's mighty name, and we thank you, Lord, for healing them. Amen. So we're going to have communion now, and communion, I like to say for the people that are visiting here today, you'll get used to me. If you're here very often, you'll know that I always talk about two things at communion. At the communion table is where we remember what Christ did for us. He went to the cross. He took all of our sins, paid our full debt, and it was an exchange. He took all our garbage, and then by faith he gives us his righteousness. So when we pray, we have the righteousness of Christ. It's not our track record. We're trying to go, oh my goodness, Lord, I really blew it this week. Maybe you give me a little prayer. It's none of that garbage. We're not sinners anymore. If you're born again, you're a saint with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we remember the cross. He took our sins, gave us his righteousness, and we look back all the way to the cross where he hung on that cross for us, a horrible death for our horrible sin. But we also look forward because Christ's coming back. Amen? If you're born again and Christ's your Savior, he exchanged sin for righteousness, and he's got you on his list of people he's come back here for. It's a personal thing, and he's going to call your name when he comes back. So today as we come up to take communion, I just want you to remember that. What Christ did, all the junk he took from you, and all the good that he's given to you, and he's coming back for you. So if you'd just like to come on up and take one of the juices, take a piece of bread, and then go back to your seats, then we will take communion all together. So before we take the bread, I just want you to, just for a second, just think about the cross and Christ dying on the cross for us personally. He didn't just die for worldwide and a bunch of nameless people might participate. But when Christ died for us, he had you specifically on his heart when he died. So as we get ready to take this, let's just take a couple seconds and just thank God in our heart. Thank Jesus in our heart for what he's done for us. Okay, let's take the bread together. Now we'll take the juice. You know, the juice is symbolic of the very blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. All. Not the, just the stuff we're kind of sorry about and the stuff we're really sorry about or the stuff we don't do anymore. This is symbolic of the blood that's forgiven us. All of our sin we've ever done and all of our sin we're going to do. It's already been paid for. He doesn't ever go back on the cross. Amen? So let's take this together. If you could pass your cups towards the center aisle, that would be very helpful. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for the communion table, which is a celebration table. We celebrate all that Christ has done for us, and we celebrate who Christ is to us and who Christ is in us. We celebrate you, Lord Jesus. Thank you again that we can come before you with your righteousness and have open heavens and full confidence. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I have the worship team come on back up?
Good morning, everyone. Will you please stand? Isn't the Lord wonderful? Marvelous, magnificent. Any other words?
Glorious.
We'll see, yep. We can come up with all of them, can't we? We thank you. We're going to start out with "This Is Amazing Grace."
I sing for all that you've done for me. so thankful that you're here with us this morning, God. Your Holy Spirit can move mountains. Your Holy Spirit's with us this morning, God. We ask that your Holy Spirit change lives. Change lives around. Give us peace and hope and joy, God, this year. We worship you this morning, God. So when there's a way, you make a way, God. But you are the way maker. We worship you this morning.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you and praise you so much for giving us the Holy Spirit who has broken our chains, who has broken our addictions, and brought us into freedom. Thank you so much that we can sing by faith those words, that we can believe them and mean it, Lord. Thank you so much for your liberating power, for your absolutely over-the-top, unfathomable, loving kindness that you pour out on us all the time. It's because of your love for us that everything changes in us and around us, Lord. Thank you. It's not by our works. It's literally because of your great love for us, Lord. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Father, I just thank you so much that this church has a giving spirit, that we actually literally enjoy giving. Lord, because of who you are to us and in us and through us, Lord, we're so blessed. So today, as we choose to give back to you from what you've already given to us, Lord, I ask that you would bless the giver and that you would bless the offering. We just kind of hold it up to you right now, so to speak, Lord. I ask that you would bless it, that you'd give us wisdom and good strategies on how to spend this money now. And Lord, we pray that in the spending that your name would be glorified. Would you please do this in Jesus' name? Amen. One last thing I want to point out to you in the bulletin. On the inside, on the bottom right, if you're visiting here today, we'd love to get connected with you. So if you could just text us, if you go to the number on your phone, just text the number 616-208-2880. It'll ask you for a little bit of your information, but that way we can contact you. We can stay connected with you. I'll send you a text, see if you'd like me to come out and meet with you and pray with you, or maybe you don't want any of that, but I will continue to send you texts just to let you know kind of what's going on and some of the events going on here. So if you could just text that number, it would be great so that we can continue to try to encourage you and sow into your life. So with that, I'd like to release all the children workers and the kids.